Hello.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear
Hi.
me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, ang sigla naman yan. Hello, hello,
Yes.
hello.
Yes. Medyo masigla po tayo ngayon. Yes.
Kora, kasi tayo ay mag-chill tonight, of course. Sino mag... Oo, pisa. Yes, here we go again.
Yes, here we go again. So, the never-ending introduction tayo. So, since I started last episode or before our special episode, you start now.
Okay. Hi guys! Oh, di ba? Ayan, punong-puno na ng energy.
Yes.
All right, so welcome back to our show. And nakalimutan ko na nga kung paano tayo nag-introduce.
Hi guys. Welcome to the fourth episode.
Hi guys! Welcome to the fourth episode of our podcast. My name is Waki.
And my name is Michaela, and this is We Wonder.
We Wonder.
Yay!
Diba?
God,
I made it.
it's already the fourth episode. Technically, it's five, right?
It's supposed to be
It's
five
supposed to be
for the
five.
fifth one.
Because we uploaded the special episode last Saturday.
Hindi, pero ito, fourth episode. Actually, the title of our tonight's episode is Tell Me Where to Chill.
Yes, tell me where to chill.
So this topic actually is not limited only for places that you can chill literally, but it also can include places like you've it's a maybe it could be a tourist spot or any places that you feel relaxed.
Yes. Actually, Joaquin and I decided to go for COP 3, right? Top three best place to chill.
Correct. Tough tree.
Yeah, top three. Top three? Mati Top three. So,
A tough three.
yeah. Well, we decided to have top three. Well, it's actually a total of six. So, places where you can chill and where we've been to. So, this is actually a personal preference from the both of us.
Yeah.
Yes, so we've been to these places. So the places that Joaquin may introduce, pwede hindi ko pa siya napuntahan, and vice versa.
Correct.
So there. Before we start, I would like to ask how you're doing. How are you today?
Okay naman po ako,
Ay,
TL.
sige, maganda naman niya.
How about you? How are you feeling right now? May ganon?
May humabol na problema eh. Hindi ko pa pala siya nakakwento sa iyo. Pero after this, I'll tell you about it. So,
Okay.
dear, how about you? How's work?
No, I'm already working naman na. So,
Okay.
I'm just waiting for something to do.
Okay.
Correct.
So, my God, it's been so
Hindi, wait
long.
lang. Sorry. Ano, parang, ano ba mangyari? Ikaw, tatlo agad?
Yes.
O ikaw isa, ako isa, ganun?
Salit-salitan.
Okay, sige.
Tapos,
Sorry.
ano?
Para tayong tanga, no? Ngayon na tayo nagpa-plot. Gusto ko to.
Game, let's start. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Podcast mode on.
Excited na kami.
Yes. All right. Let's start with our topic for today's episode. So again, the title of episode 4 is Tell Me Where to Chill. So Joaquin and I will be sharing our top three favorite place to chill, to relax.
I can hear the dog. Sino yun?
Bitch, I'm not hearing any dog. Is it Max? Is it your beagle?
No, your dog.
No.
Or what, was it just a laugh? I think it's a laugh.
Maybe.
I think it's a laugh.
Okay. Let's start. So, who'll go first?
You'll
I'll
go
go first.
first.
All right. For my top three, or in third place, it's Bean Perk.
Bean Perk is in
Yes.
Mandaluyong, somewhere in front of California
Yes.
Gardens.
Yes.
Yeah, I know
Yeah.
that.
So, Bean Perk is, I'm not sure if it has any branch outside Mandaluyong. But the one that we know, or the one that I know, is in Mandaluyong. It's in front of Robinson Supermarket near California Garden Square. And I found out about it in 2016 when I was working as an ESL teacher for Koreans and Japanese. So a friend of mine, her name is Z. She found out about this. Oh no, is it Z or Unni? Although either of the two. So it's either Unni or Z who introduced the place. And we actually went there after shift. So we always hang out that place. We would celebrate celebrations. We would celebrate celebrations. There's also board games there. Their menu is actually really good. The place is very quiet.
It's cozy. Yeah,
it's very cozy. And, you know, the ambience is just really great. And the staff is also, they're very nice. And I like their pasta. Their pasta dishes are amazing.
Yeah.
So I really like Bean Perk. It's been so long since the last time I visited there, but really love that place, especially their cheesecakes. What do you think about that place?
Bean Perk, actually, it's one of my feel at home places in Mandaluyong.
Since you live in Mandaluyong.
I know, because it's just like 10 minutes walk from bahay. Malapit lang kasi.
Oh my God, after ECQ, can we go there?
Oo naman.
Please.
Bean Perk, they're operating from 10 a.m. to 12 midnight. It's at 10 to 12, I think.
12 a.m.? Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, kasi nag-i-stay ako dun until mga 11:30-ish. Mga ganun. Seriously. I go there together with my best friends as well. We play Mobile Legends, diba?
We actually used to bring our own card games. Whenever we would go there, I would bring my Cards Against Humanity card game, and some of my friends would bring Scrabble, and we would just play there. Prices are very reasonable. The serving of the food is actually quite good. So, there. Bean Perks! Oh my God, I miss Bean Perks. How about you, Waki?
Do you remember the day that we went to
Sambales. Yes, I remember.
That is one of my best experiences.
When we went, what's the name of the resort again?
Oh my God, I forgot.
Kwentong Dagat.
Kwentong Dagat. Guys, I know that you've seen a lot of it. You've seen a lot of posts online of Kwentong Dagat.
Yeah.
Well, they have this mini Nipa hut, yeah, the air condition.
Yeah.
They're actually for rent. Yes.
But unfortunately, when we went there, kasi, it was only for a day tour. So we had our own camping tents.
We have camping tents.
We had tents. So, and we only stayed there for a day. So we left the office by 12 or 1, and we arrived in Sambales by 4 a.m. And yeah, it was so nice. I remember that. Oh, I miss Sambales and Kwentong Dagat. We actually went there with our office mates.
Well, with Kwentong Dagat, it's somewhere, guys, it's somewhere in Sambales. And we went there. Actually, it was raining that midnight.
Yes.
We really went there and we're hoping for the rain to stop. Since we're thinking na, oh, baka hindi natin to ma-enjoy because it's raining. So, ayan, pinatigil po ni Lord yung ulan talaga. We started setting up the camping tents at around 6 a.m.
Yeah, when they just came back from the market and they came back from Kuya Sai's house because yung tita, a relative of Kuya Sai, is residing in Sambales and they borrowed utensils for cooking.
Yeah, they
and camping tent as well. So yeah.
So much for our experience with Kwentong Dagat, because guys, really, if you'll go here, grabe the experience and travel time. It's really worth.
Do you remember how much we spent with transportation and then the entrance and all?
Actually, for 15, are we 15
yeah,
packs?
I think so.
I think we're 15 packs. We actually chipped in around, it's less than 1,000, I'm certain.
Yeah.
It's just that there are things that we need to buy again. We allotted at least 1,000. So that includes the transportation, food, and the alak.
Yeah.
I want to go there, but I want also to try their triangular nipa hugs.
So cute,
diba? It's very famous online, diba? And if you'll be looking at it, para siyang ang cute dito. I want to live here. And actually, they're offering that for a very reasonable price as well. The standard rate is $4,488. Mm-hmm. That is a minimum or for a minimum stay of one night, of course. And the cabin actually can cater at least 7 pax.
If you avail the Nipa Hut, are you still supposed to pay for the entrance fee? Because I remember we only paid for the entrance fee, right? We had our own camping tents kasi eh. Also, if you don't have camping tents and if you're just staying there for a day, they also provide camping tents as well. So you can rent that from Kwentong Dagat as well.
Correct.
The beach. It was so... Grabe yung alon. Grabe talaga yung alon. Nakaka...
It's actually near high tide nung nag-swim na tayo the last time that we used swam or we went to the beach. Mm-hmm. Medyo late na rin eh. So,
yun. So, that's for Kwentong Dagat. Kwentong Dagat. It's so nice.
Correct. You can always Google it, guys. The Bean Curve or the Kwentong Dagat. It gave me tan lines. Mm-hmm. The beach. But it's good. I want to go back there. Yeah. It's really a recommendation to take. Sobra.
Yes.
Okay, enough of Kwentong Dagat na. So, Michaela can proceed to my her.
Second place is actually similar to Bean Perk, but it's more of high maintenance. It's Game Over PH. Are you familiar with Game Over PH?
No, where is that?
Game Over PH is located in Xavier. Is it Avenue? But somewhere in Quezon City. So, Xavier. I believe it's Xavier Avenue. So, around Loyola Heights. I think the only... sad thing about going to Game Over PH is you cannot go there through public transportation or commute. So you would either either have to go there by Grab or you have your own car or private vehicle. Because when we went there, kasi we booked Grab and we're not really familiar with the place. But again, it was recommended by the people who recommended Bean Perk as well. So let me tell you what. So, when I say it's high maintenance, it's because Game Over PH is actually a gaming bar and a restaurant. So, when I say gaming, they offer more than 200 board games. They have Wii, they have 2 arcades, they have PS4, they also have computer games, lots of games, I'm telling you. So, you can avail that freely if you order food around 200 pesos. So, and then you can enjoy the board games, playing the arcade, Wii. They also have console, so like the retro games. So they have that as well. And they also have PC games. So PC gaming. And their food is actually amazing, especially the rice toppings. They offer rice toppings. And I remember what I ordered there was a beef stroganoff. Oh, diba? It's strong enough. Butang pang mayaman. You know what? When we actually went there, pagbaba ko ng sasakyan, may limousine. May limousine.
Really?
May limousine. Oh, diba? Tapos, syempre, nasa may Xavier Avenue siya. So, yung part na yun, medyo mga mayaman yung mga tao doon. Pero, yun nga. I suggest we try to go there. Wahi. It's really good. And the food is actually, it's not mahal eh. It's not very expensive naman. Kasi their food ranges from, starting from the appetizer up into the main course, parang from 100 pesos to 300 pesos. Parang ganun.
Affordable
naman siya. And sobrang cute. Pati yung bar nila, sobrang cute. As in, basically the place is really good. And it's not very loud. I mean, siguro depende sa ano. Kasi, up until 3 a.m. yung ano nila, yung
operating hours nila. Ka,
parang up until 3 a.m. sila. Kasi we went there like 8 p.m. and umalis kami 12. Tapos as in by midnight talaga, doon talaga mas madaming pupunta or doon talaga mas buhay yung place. So, ayun. So, if you guys want to visit Game Over PH, You can definitely go there. It's in Savory Avenue. Again, I don't know how to go there by commute. You can literally search it in Grab. Just type, just search Game Over PH and they will take, nandoon na siya. Mapipin na yung location agad.
Alright, well, that's a great one, yes, from Michaela. Speaking of good places, I'll be sharing, of course, one of the best. I don't know. It's like a coffee shop or the likes. When I was a branch manager before, we used to conduct meetings in a place. It's I cannot say that it's a quiet place, but it's somehow where people study or conduct meetings. Are you familiar with Corion Gate or Corion?
No. Is that in Cebu?
No. Corion is in Metro.
Metro mo?
Corion is in Metro.
So, honestly speaking, when I was working, the place that I used to work before was actually in front of Metro Walk, as in, yung Union Bank Plaza na building. I used to work there. And tapat nun mismo, Metro Walk talaga. Pero, I've never been to Metro Walk, as in. Napinutan ko lang sa Metro Walk yung Starbucks.
Hey, I'll take you there. I'll take you to Corion. And actually, it's a good place. If you're going to conduct a meeting, like, actually, they offer computer. They actually, you can rent a computer there as well for gaming. So, it's like by department. So, it's a two-story place. Also, they offer drinks in Maison Jar. It's coffee. They have also smoothies. Yeah, it's really a cute place. But downside, if we're going to compare it with Game Over PH, well, they do not offer board games. So, most of the things that you can do there is to rent a computer or spend time with your friends. You can bring a laptop because they have also a power socket where you can plug your laptop into. They have a specific place. If you're a smoker, you should not worry because they have a designated smoking area inside there. It's not inside, but within the vicinity of the shop. So that's what they have on the first floor. And there's actually a place on the first floor naman. It's like Japanese style. So you sit on a wood. Or yung sa ano sa lapag ni on the floor talaga, but the floor is lava. Charot. The floor is made from wood, so ayun siya. Tapos they have like a huge teddy bear doon, as in talagang huge talaga siya. Prices, pinakamura ata nila is 120. That's from the drinks. And the cake starts at 130, I think. Please do not quote me there. I'm not sure kasi hindi ako pala order ng cakes. If I go there with my friends, I usually spend 500. That's 500. That's two drink. They also offer ramen.
Ooh.
Affordable siya. Two people can share, actually. Diba?
Yes.
You better go there.
We'll definitely go there. So, there are a lot of... Oh. May mga tumatahol na. So, there are definitely a lot of places that will be going after ECQ or after the lockdown.
For Corion, I just Googled that. I did not know. Well, they have three branches available. So, first is, in Metro Walk. Next one is in Makati. I think Makati, it's in Poblacion. And the third one is in Manila, in Adriatico.
I don't know that places except for Metro Walk.
Ako, I know that places. Kasi alam mo naman ako. Galang-tuna yan, ha?
So, yeah, alright. That's good to know that they have their own branches. Now, we're on to the final two. So, the last place, for me, this is actually... I'm not going to give any specific name. Well, my top favorite place to chill is actually a bookstore.
Where?
I don't have any specific bookstore, but I also go to Power Books or Fully Booked. But my most favorite branch of Fully Booked is the one in BGC. I really love that place.
Ganda doon.
True, mama. Sobrang ganda nga doon.
I've never been there, but I want to go there. I've seen it online a few years ago.
You should
see
it in person. It's super pretty. I don't mind what kind of bookstore. Kahit national bookstore pa yan. Basta nasa may book section ako. I was supposed to share the time that I went to Big Bad Wolf. I'm so happy.
Ah, yeah. Oo so, nga. Pwede yun. That, sige.
That's just it. Oo. Gusto ko lang i-share. I went to Big Bad Wolf. I already went twice for last year and this year as well. You would always see me in any, what do you call this, book fair. Lahat na ata ng book fair na inalo dito sa Manila napuntahan ko.
Oh, you tell our listeners how much you spent sa
for ano, this year? Sa Big Bad Wolf. I think it was actually not more than 5 or 5.
How many Leon, did you buy?
Parang mga madami. Ay, hindi. For this year pala, the budget is only 3,000. For last year pala iniisip ko. Kasi for this year, parang around 10 yung nabili ko. And last year, it was more than 20 yung nabili ko.
Yes. Really? Grabe.
Very cheap.
Ah, actually, oo nga. They're actually, I went there one time. It's around 2 a.m. in the morning or 3 a.m. in the morning. Diba all of a sudden, pupunta ka talaga. Yes. Kasi they're operating 24 hours. So I went there with Mari, 3 a.m. We finished at around 7 a.m. So wala pa masyadong tao that midnight. Since Michaela, thank you very much for sharing us your thoughts with the bookstores that you've been to. I know I'm not a book reader, but I've always wanted to go somewhere.
Ano?
Sister!
Ay, hello.
Mamaya, taga lang!
Aren't you going to eat?
Taga lang, may record kami nila, Dada!
Hindi niya ako sinagot.
Bingi kasi. Alright. Well, to proceed further with my top 3 recommendations for places to chill. One of those is Snacks and Ladders. Well, it's Snacks and Ladders. Actually, it's casual dining. Usually, they serve Western food. Ayon. Pero they have also Filipino food. Well, I like their most is yung, it's like rice topped with adobo. It's really good. Prices, it's actually affordable. So, I think my order, magkano nga ba yung order ko? It's 150 or 200. Ah, no. Well, my order is nasa 195, but yeah. It's really good. Sobrang sulit. Also, they offer board games. Of course, ayun nga, they offer board games. And they are also selling, Michaela, what do you call that figure? Yung kinokolik ng TL? Yung, yeah, that one. They're selling that.
Teka lang, nag-iingay sila sa baba.
Meron sila nun.
Oh, yan, nahimik na sila. Proceed.
Ang ingay nyo, nag-prayer vigil kami.
Kaya nga.
Okay. Well, Snacks and Ladders, actually, it's along Maginhawa Street in QC in Sikatuna Village. And it is really famous for their board games. If you're near or if you're studying near UP, ayan, you can always visit that place. Sobrang lapit lang. And prices, actually, it's very reasonable. I haven't tried their drinks yet kasi I'm an avid fan of soda. So, ayun, food lang ako doon. Most is adobo rice. And for the drinks, I had soda. Well, you can always check that online. You can Google it or go to Zomato.com to check the prices or the price range. Alam mo, B, nai-stress ako. Bakit ngayon ang daming call? Nagre-record tayo.
All right.
Okay. Well, you can check this in Zomato. The price range for their food or the services they offer, you can check it online to get more details about it. And along Maginhawa, actually, there are lots of food establishment that you could choose from. And I think this is really better since ito lang naman yung napuntahan ko along that road. Diba? Yeah, the top 6.
Oh my God. We have to go to a lot of places after ECQ.
you know what? I just realized that. So, pupunta natin these places because, you know, when Michaela and I met, we've not planned to go to these places. Hindi ko alam kung bakit. I mean, naiisip namin they're ano, parang napuntahan na natin lahat. We go out for some group. Di ko alam, pero yun talaga yung hobby namin since we've met together with Tan or Tan.
Yes.
So, ayan yung hobby namin tatlo. Actually, bonus na nga lang yung ano eh.
Yes.
Starbucks
yes.
And all, diba? And guys, feel free to share if you have any recommendation the places where to chill, you can always tweet that and share it to us with our Twitter handle at WeWonderPod.
Yes.
WeWonderPod.
So, oh my god.
P-O-D. Of course, and it's really been a while, guys, so we're making it up to you. Like what Michaela mentioned on our previous episode, that we're trying to compromise our schedules, both of us.
Yeah.
So that we can provide you a timely update.
Schedule.
And we're sticking to our schedule every Saturday.
Yes. So anyways, just to wrap things up. So again, our top 6 places to chill here, Metro Manila and in Zambales, kasi may naligaw sa Zambales. So yeah, Bean Perks in Mandaluyong City. We have Game Over PH in Quezon. We also have bookshops or bookstores. Then we have Kwentong Dagat in Zambales. We have Snacks and Ladders and Metrowalk. Yeah,
we have Kuryon.
So that's the top 6 places to chill. You can definitely go there with your family, with your friends, with your loved ones. Hopefully, a pet if they are allowing pets. So, hope you guys got a lot of information and resources from us. You can definitely check them out. That's it. That's all we have for tonight's episode for We Wonder, We Wonder for Tell Me Where to Chill, episode 4. Yeah, any thoughts? Any parting words? Words of wisdom?
I know. Well, we hate to break it to you guys, but we have to end tonight's episode. But before we do that, of course, don't forget to tweet about the places that you've been to and you think if it's a cool place. Definitely, we'll check that. And we'll try to go there. Of course, we're still wandering around. We'd like to know also your thoughts about the places. If you've been there, you can tweet about us, so we'll be aware of it.
Our podcast is available in Spotify and Anchor, so you can definitely listen to those two platforms every Saturday whenever we upload. There's no specific time, it's just every Saturday.
every Saturday, no specific time. Okay, so at least I'll free my schedule once and the weekend, or maybe on Sunday, so all right. Well, thank you very much for tuning in for tonight's episode.
Bye! Thank you for listening. Oh, sorry. My name is Michaela. Again, my name is Michaela.
My name is Wabi.
Have a great day. I'm sorry. Have a great night.
Bye.